Welcome to the Adult Explore the Bible Weekly Leader Training Podcast, the podcast where we dive deep into scripture to uncover timeless truth. This podcast is designed to help teachers prepare to lead a Bible study group using Lifeway's Explore the Bible adult resources. Today, we will look at three key questions. First, what is the context of the passage? Second, what do we find in the passage? And third, what's one thing leaders should not miss this week in our leader resources? I'm Amber Vaden, your host. On the podcast with me today is Mike Livingston. He is certainly no stranger to this podcast. He's an editor on our team, and he works on the Personal Study Guide and the Daily Discipleship Guide. He's also the one behind our prayer guide that gets sent out each quarter, or not sent out, but included as a QR code in our Personal Study Guide. So he does that as well. Mike leads an adult Bible study group at his church each week. Mike, thank you for being on the podcast today.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
We're discussing session 8 today, and in this session, we'll examine Judges chapter 2, verses 11 through 23. Well, let's begin with some context. Last week, we studied the final chapter of the book of Joshua, where he gave a farewell speech to the Israelites, and he encouraged them to faithfully follow God alone. He urged them to get rid of any idols or any worship of Canaanite gods. Then we learned of Joshua's death in chapter 24, verse 29. This week, we are diving into the book of Judges, so let's keep in mind two things. First, all of the promised land had been given by God to the Israelites, but there were still areas in their tribal allotment of land that was not yet conquered. So they still had to possess some parts of it. And second, upon Joshua's death, there was no identified leader of the Israelites. So it's a little bit of a different situation than when we began the book of Joshua. So let's dive into this book. Well, let's begin with Judges chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. Despite their earlier pledge to Joshua, the Israelites abandoned the Lord and worshiped the gods of the Canaanites following his death. And because of their rebellion, God handed his people over to their enemies. They suffered greatly at the hands of their oppressors. Mike, talk to us a little bit about these verses.
A theme that flows through the book of Judges is that when the people of God abandon his ways, disaster follows. Judges shows us that. It shows us what happens when God's people forget him and they compromise their faith and they adapt the ways of culture. And so in verse 11, it says that the people did what was evil. But it adds very important words, in the eyes of the Lord. They did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord. And the word Lord, the word for God there, or the name for God there, Lord, is Yahweh. It's God's covenant name. It's the name found in Exodus 6, where the Lord says, I am the Lord who will bring you out of Egypt. I'll rescue you. I'll redeem you. I will take you as my people. I will be your God. You'll know that I am the Lord, your God. So it's the covenant name for God that you find there. And so it's emphasizing here in Judges that they did what was evil, not just that they did what was evil, they did what was evil on the side of the Lord, a reference to the one who had rescued them from slavery, who entered into a covenant relationship with them, who established the stipulations of the law. And then it expands here in verses 12 and 13. It expands on what this evil was. In verse 12, they followed or pursued or went after other gods. In verse 13, they abandoned him and worshiped other gods. So it says they abandoned the Lord. It doesn't mean that they outright rejected him. Rather, it means that they blended the worship of God with the worship of these idols. They incorporated the ways and the gods of the Canaanites. And if you jump ahead, into the next chapter, Judges 3:7, it elaborates on that even more. It says they forgot the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals. And their forget, to forget doesn't mean that they suffered memory loss or that they had completely erased God from their minds. To forget means to disregard. So it means that what they knew about God no longer shaped or guided their hearts and their lives. They still knew who God was. They still knew the covenant stipulations, but that knowledge was no longer personal. It was no longer real to them. And the same thing can be true of us. There can be a difference, or there is a difference, I should say. There is a difference between knowing something to be true and allowing it to just to take hold of us. So we can confess the truth, but our hearts not be shaped by the truth. And the end result of that is that we begin to integrate the values of culture and the ways of the world into our lives. That's what was happening in Judges 2.
Our next set of verses are found in Judges chapter 2, verses 16 through 19. As we begin looking at these verses, it's important to remember that when the Israelites suffered under the oppressors and God allowed it because they were disobedient, they would call out to him eventually. And so in verses 16 through 19, God had compassion on his people and raised up leaders. So they would be unfaithful. They would call out. He would faithfully raise up leaders called judges to deliver them from their enemies. However, when each leader or judge died, the people returned to their evil practices. And so the Israelites continued in a downward spiral as each generation acted more corruptly than the previous one. So these verses show us how much of the rest of the book of Judges will go. Israel would sin and would be unfaithful to the Lord. And God would allow other nations to oppress them as judgment. And then they would cry out to God for help. And then he would hear them. And he would provide a judge who would lead them and give them a season of peace and deliverance from their opponents. And then when life got a little easier for them, they would once again turn from God into Canaanite gods. So it was this cycle that was repeated in the book of Judges. So one thing leaders can point out as they teach this session, and specifically these verses, is God's compassion. So verse 18 says, "The Lord was moved to pity whenever they groaned because of those who were oppressing and afflicting them. Their cries were heard by God, and he was moved to compassion." So our commentary writer says on page 86, God has never delighted in the suffering of his people, even when that suffering is a result of their betrayal of him. So I think one thing to point out in these verses is God's character. We see that on display here. He's compassionate, even when the Israelites were really just unfaithful and repeatedly unfaithful. He would respond. Well, first he would respond with judgment and punishment, but then he would hear their cries and he would deliver them one more time. So this is we see just a tiny little glimpse of this cycle. We're going to see that in the book of Judges. But I don't want to miss what these verses teach us about God's character. He's compassionate to his people, and this is good news, not just for the Israelites, but also for us. Our next verses are found in still in Judges chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. Because the Israelites consistently violated the covenant with the Lord, God declared that he would no longer drive out their enemies. The Lord did this to test whether Israel would be obedient to him. Well, Mike, what should we pay attention to in these verses?
We need to see the tension here between God's faithfulness and Israel's unfaithfulness. That's a theme. Actually, it was introduced in the verses you just commented on, back in verse 16, where it says the Lord raised up judges who saved them, but they didn't listen to their judges. As you see the tension right there, that the judges were raised up by the Lord. They were not elected by the people. They're raised up by God to deliver and save the people. So there, as you pointed out, God was demonstrating his faithfulness to save them over and over again. But at the same time, what we have to see in these verses is that unfaithfulness always brings consequences. And so in verse 20, it says, because this nation has violated my covenant, God declared that he would no longer drive out their enemies. To no longer, and by the way, God is not here. He's not here referring to his people as my people anymore. Now he's referring to them as this nation. But he says, I'll no longer drive out their enemies. But that doesn't mean that God had abandoned them. What that meant is that Israel would no longer experience any easy victories like they experienced at Jericho. At Jericho, all they did was march around and blow trumpets, and God delivered Jericho to them. But now it's saying, instead of giving them the victories like at Jericho, God would leave them to their own devices. Sometimes the worst thing that can happen to us is to get what we desire. Be careful what you wish for, people say, or what we seek can become what we suffer. It was Oscar Wilde who said there are only two tragedies in life. One is not getting what you want, the other is getting it. And so they wanted to live independently of God. God is saying, okay, now you will. And the rest of the book plays out that scenario.
Well, each week on the podcast, we highlight something that we think group leaders should not miss in our leader resources. This is something we consider to be a valuable tool. It should boost discussion and really enrich your discussion. And so this week, Pack Item 13 is a handout entitled The Cycle of Judges. It's a one-page summary that details how the Israelites responded to God and the negative cycle they kept finding themselves in, from faithfulness to unfaithfulness, and then how God would deliver them. So page 95 of the teaching plan shows where leaders can bring this handout into their discussion. So it shows right there where you can bring that into your teaching plan, where it goes in the discussion of this whole session, and then how you can use that and even let your group leader, I'm sorry, let your group members have a handout and take home. Well, Mike, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Always appreciate it. Well, don't miss next week's episode as we dive into session 9. It's a study of Judges chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, and verses 7 through 16. Bob Bunn will be our guest as we continue this study. We hope you'll join us.